The first reading today, we hear about Elijah the prophet. Now we have to put this into context because this is the first that we've heard about Elijah. We'll probably be hearing about him a number of times here in the next few days. But Elijah is the greatest of all the prophets. He is the first of the prophets. He didn't write any of the prophetic books, and so we tend to forget about him. We think about the great prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel, and we've got the 12 minor prophets as they're known. But of all the prophets, Elijah is the greatest. But what we have to learn from Elijah, more than anything, is the point that he made. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve. That has to be our disposition. That's what made Elijah great. Later on, he would say, with zeal, I have been zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. Can we say that of ourselves? Can we honestly say, I have been zealous for the Lord? True, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have love for God and some kind of zeal for the Lord. But it's not so much about what goes on in here. It's about what goes on out there when we leave here. When we look at our own life, can we honestly say that my life is about serving the Lord? That I have been zealous for the Lord? That's the challenge. And the challenge is simply because we want to fit in. We want to be just like everybody else. And since the majority of the people in the world don't seem to want to serve the Lord very well, then we get stuck in that. And after all, if we're seeming to be zealous for the Lord, people will think we're weird. They'll reject us. They won't talk to us. So, isn't that exactly what Jesus told us in the gospel reading today? Blessed are you when they persecute you and insult you and slander you and utter every kind of evil falsely against you because of me. They treated the prophets in the exact same way, he said. Why did they treat the prophets that way? Well, because they served the Lord. But again, let's go back and look at what Elijah said. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, we serve the living God. We're not just talking about some figment of the imagination. We're not talking about, like the Buddhists have, where they would talk about some force that's out there. So popular was that that it made its way right into all of those Star Wars movies. That's just rank Buddhism. We're not into the pagan nonsense. We're not into thinking that somehow if we pray to a statue or something that, you know, we can get something. Statue is just a statue. We look at what happened at the Vatican less than a year ago. They bring in a pagan idol and worship the blasted thing. That's why we've got the mess we've got right now. That's why the churches were all closed. Let's be clear. We could say, oh, it's because of the virus. No, it's not. It's because they brought a pagan idol right into the Vatican and worshiped the blasted thing. That's why all the churches are closed. Because they didn't want to serve the living God. They wanted to serve a blasted piece of wood. They wanted to serve something that is not true. They wanted to fit in. They wanted to be like everyone else. We are not called to be like everyone else. That was the problem the Israelites fell into over and over and over again. God called them to himself. He set them apart, and they were to be different from everyone else on the face of the earth. They didn't want to be different from everyone else on the face of the earth. Now, we aren't called necessarily to dress differently than, well, of course, these days we better dress differently than a lot of these people are, because we're called to be modest. Oh, assuming modesty, we're not called to dress differently. We're not called to have different hairstyles. Remember the Jewish people, the men couldn't cut the side curls, so they had these curls going down, so they would definitely look a little different from everybody else. But then they wanted to become like the pagans, and so then they wanted a gymnasium, which was not a gymnasium the way we think of it. Remember, the word gymnasium means naked seed. I will say no more about it than that, other than the fact that they then suddenly had to cover up the mark of their circumcision so that they could look just like the pagans. Why did the chosen people of God want to be like the pagans? Well, it's easy to look back a couple of thousand years ago and say, what's wrong with those people? But now I look around at ourselves and say, why do the chosen people of God want to be like the pagans? Why do we want to fit in with the world that's out there when it is a totally pagan world? In fact, it's worse than that. It's diabolical at this point. What we witnessed in the last couple of weeks is pure diabolical horror. And people come up with stupid things like, but they have a right to do that. No, they don't. Let's be clear. Let's quit playing footsie with evil. We are called to be different. We are called to be holy. We're not called to be weird. We're not called to be odd. We are called to be holy. We are called to be conformed to Almighty God. There is, as we talked about yesterday, only one God. One. So it doesn't take a whole lot to be able to count. There is one. Pachamama is not God, and is not even a God. It is pagan. And I would say it is worse than that. It is demonic. Actions have consequences. I went on the radio last November and I told people that what happened at the Vatican is going to cause massive problems for the entire Catholic Church. And so it has. For the first time in history, all the Catholic churches were closed. Why? Because the chief shepherd of the church forsook the living God, and worshipped a blasted, demonic, pagan idol. As the God of Israel lives, whom I serve. That has to be the way we look at it. As the Lord God, the most holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one and only true God lives, whom I serve. Do we truly serve Him? That's the question each one has. Not do I believe that that's the case. Do I serve Him? Keep coming back to something that I saw in a documentary on Blessed Solanus Casey. I've told you this before, but it is just so important to keep in mind. They were talking with one of the priests from his order. And the priest said, the difference between Father Solanus and the rest of us is that he actually believed what the Lord said in the Gospels. Like, did you just hear what you said? But that is exactly right. It's not that we don't believe that it's the truth. It's just that we don't live it. We don't put it into practice. So are we giving lip service to God while our hearts are far from Him? Or can we honestly say, not only is there only one true God, the Most Holy Trinity who lives, but can we say, whom I serve? That is the other part. We need both. We have to believe that there is only one God and that He is three divine persons. But then we have to move one step beyond that and say, if that is what I believe, it is what I must live. So as the one true God lives, whom I serve, if that is the one thing we can take away from today, to learn from the prophets, to learn from the saints, that's what set them apart from the rest of us. They didn't just believe in God. They served the living God.